The Department of Agriculture has been ordered to continue funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, during the government shutdown, using contingency funds that the Trump administration said could not be used. That's the nearly simultaneous ruling from two separate federal judges in Boston and Providence, Rhode Island. The program serves about 1 in 8 Americans, and word that benefits would lapse on November 1st has states and charities scrambling. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro applauded the decisions at a news conference at a Philadelphia area food bank.
The judge in our case ruled that the Trump administration must turn the spigot on and must release these SNAP dollars. That's an important win.
The governor says it's unclear how quickly benefits will return.
It's going to take about 10 days for them to be able to get those dollars flowing to SNAP recipients again.
In Boston, a coalition of state-level officials took the administration to court, and the judge deemed the suspension unlawful. Cities and nonprofits won their case in Providence, where Judge John McConnell also ruled that previous work requirement waivers must continue to be honored. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the contingency funds won't cover the cost of the program for long. Jennifer King, Washington.